the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We know who Conor McGregor is. We know what he is. How much does America realize about the reality of Conor McGregor? Was he an appropriate person to be in the White House yesterday on St. Patrick's Day, claiming to represent us? Did he represent us? Back in November, the former Taoiseach, then Taoiseach at the time, Simon Harris, was in this studio. And as part of the interview I conducted with him in advance of the general election, I brought up the case, the civil case, that had been taken by Nikita Hand against Conor McGregor, which she had won, which the jury had decided in her favour. And this is a little bit of what now Taoiseach, the then Taoiseach Simon Harris, had to say.
Conor McGregor was found in a civil court to be liable in relation to rape.
Well, assault was the actual finding, because it wasn't actually liable for rape.
Okay.
That was brought up in the charge brought in the case taken by Nikita Hand.
Well, I believe.
But the actual finding was for assault.
I'm not just to be legally accurate. Sure, and I appreciate that. I'm not endeavouring to be argumentative, but Nikita Hand was raped.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying about the legal terminology. And I know you're not.
But I just wanted to be clear on that.
And as another former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, took to social media and he said, Conor McGregor is a convicted criminal and a rapist. Good Irish dads teach their sons to detest men like Conor and their daughters to avoid men like him. Irish America know this, period. We've two guests with us. Dion Fanning is co-host of the Free State podcast. You've written a lot and examined a lot the MMA phenomenon of the last decade or so. Do you think the Americans who invited Conor McGregor to the White House yesterday were unaware of what has happened in recent months in Ireland in relation to how we see him? Or is it that they simply don't care?
I would say, Matt, that they don't care. I think, like, there is, if we zoom out for a little bit beyond McGregor and this incident and how Ireland is reacting to it, you know, every day there is something happening with the Donald Trump administration that should remind us that the norms we believe in, the appropriate behavior we believe in, is kind of irrelevant to the Donald Trump administration. Like, only yesterday I was watching his spokesperson who had welcomed Conor McGregor deny that Donald Trump had ever said anything about impeaching judges who tried to stop any of his executive orders. Today he's talking about impeaching judges, and the Supreme Court, you know, the Chief Justice has come out and criticized him. So in every area we are seeing things that happen in a way that we would consider alarming in certain ways. And so when Conor McGregor is invited to the White House, and you know, you hear what Simon Harris had to say, you look at Leo Varadkar's Instagram story, I think it was, and most people understand that. But more than understand it, agree with that. But that doesn't matter to Donald Trump, and it doesn't matter to this administration, because they're doing a different thing. And I think MMA has been, and the UFC in particular, has been a great, you know, the support ground. And also that when you look at that idea of, you know, the American right, that politics is downstream of culture, they look at the UFC and they look at the young men who support the UFC as people who are a rich target market for the Donald Trump, the MAGA Donald Trump America.
But what does it say, though, about the way America is going, that he would be considered an acceptable person given what we know as a civil court found about him?
Well, what have courts found about Donald Trump? You know, it doesn't. You've seen the memes. You've seen everything about, you know, that, you know, and I think there's a normalization that goes on around this and around everything else. That Donald Trump doesn't. Donald Trump isn't concerned about that, because if somebody else is protesting their innocence, he too is protesting his innocence. It's satire is kind of getting. It's like the. It's like the Conor Moore sketch of the monk and Trump talking about, you know, things that were stolen from them. That is closer to the truth of it than our conventional political analysis of it. And, you know, we all came away, or so many people came away, understandably, and with good reason, thinking Micheál Martin had done as well as he could when he met Donald Trump. And then this happens on St. Patrick's Day, and you think, we're not in the same headspace as the Donald Trump administration. There's nothing we can do in the long term to negotiate it or navigate it, because it is always more likely to take a turn that we don't expect and we can't control than there's anything we can do to control it.
Listener says, isn't Conor McGregor also a friend with Donald Trump, or sorry, with Vladimir Putin? Well, I don't know about being a friend, but certainly there is a photograph from the 2018 World Cup final where McGregor was in the presence, posed for a photograph with Putin. Let's hear a little bit of what happened at the White House yesterday when, ahead of his meeting with Trump, McGregor got to speak in the White House briefing room.
We couldn't think of a better guest to have with us on St. Patrick's Day. We're both wearing our green. This was not planned, but very festive. And as you know, I'll be having a briefing later at 1 o'clock, so we'll talk more about their meeting later. But he's going over to meet with some other administration officials. He's spending the day in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm here to raise the issues the people of Ireland face, you know, and it'll be music to the people of Ireland's ears, because never on the main stage has the issues the people of Ireland face been spoke. You know, our government has long since abandoned the voices of the people of Ireland. And it's high time that America is made aware of what is going on in Ireland. What is going on in Ireland is a travesty. Our government is the government of zero action with zero accountability. You know, our money is being spent on overseas issues that has nothing to do with the Irish people. The illegal immigration racket is running ravage on the country. There are rural towns in Ireland that have been overrun in one swoop, that have become a minority in one swoop. So issues need to be addressed. And the 40 million Irish Americans, as I said, need to hear this, because if not, there will be no place to come home and visit. You know, Ireland is at the cusp of, you know, potentially losing its Irishness. And I'm here to raise the issue and highlight it. You know, it's also St. Patrick's Day, so a little bit of celebrations for sure. And, you know, a little bit of learning and listening to Mr. President Trump, whose work ethic is inspiring.
Professor Gary Murphy's with us as well, columnist with the Irish edition of the Sunday Times, professor of politics at DCU School of Law and Government. Do you think, Gary, did Conor McGregor notice that we had a general election last November in which the people selected their TDs who made up the government?
Not by listening to him there, Matt, I must say. And we also had a European election and a local election back in the summer. So within the last 9 months, we've had three elections, no less, of which Conor McGregor had the opportunity to stand in all three and didn't. And he might look into his own heart, De Valeri and like, and see why not. And then he spouts this special brand of nonsense about a type of Ireland for the Irish, I assume one might call it. I mean, the disheartening thing for any Irish person in America might be the fact that the press secretary said they could find no one better. Maybe they wanted Rory McIlroy, but he was obviously busy in Florida winning the Players' Championship. But it was a bit disheartening for an Irish person to listen to, in one way, the sort of the civilised response of the Taoiseach. And I was a bit critical of the Taoiseach in my column on Sunday on the grounds of not standing up for the EU in particular, Matt. I mean, the Taoiseach has been the great Europhile for in Ireland over the course of his long career in Irish politics, and I thought that was perhaps a misstep. But it's very difficult, obviously, to contradict a president in full flow like Mr. Trump was. But Mr. McGregor had his opportunity to stand and didn't over the last 9 months.
Yeah, but there are people, I go back to Dion Fanning on this, we're getting listeners texting in saying they hate McGregor and they hate the things that he's done, but they agree with him on what he said yesterday. So could there be a market for this type of thing that will encourage Conor McGregor, given that he has been active on social media previously in flaming situations such as the time of the Dublin riots, to continue with more of this?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. There is definitely there is a market for it. And it's interesting that you are getting text, Matt, because, you know, sometimes it's hard to gauge what is the true feeling about some, you know, like McGregor, and then what he's talking about. And we know that there is there is an anxiety and a fear that has actually spiraled into a hatred that can be tapped into if there is if somebody comes along. And you know, one of the things people have expressed concerns about in terms of the far right, and we've talked about it on our podcast, is that what it needs, what might happen is if a charismatic leader was to come along, because it hasn't had that. And is McGregor that person? Like, you know, if you look at the history of McGregor in Ireland, he's always been, it's always been hard to find, you know, if you like the kind of the comfortable you know, Sunday morning radio class, if you like, were always appalled by McGregor, and yet he had this huge appeal among the young men, and that young men vote in America went so predominantly to Trump. And so when we say we don't, you know, when we sit around and talk about McGregor, we're not necessarily still, we're not the audience who he may be reaching. But there are people out there, and I wrote about this in the Irish Independent last year. And, you know, I was talking to a great guy, Paul Perth, who's a youth worker and who's out in the streets trying to get people who have been lost to crime and to various things to kind of provide positive role models for them. And he talks about how that McGregor influence is there. And that McGregor influence and that thing was always there with UFC. And UFC was not unique, but it was unusual as a sport in that it didn't really have an intergenerational appeal. I've always said it was more like rock and roll or hip hop or something like that, in that it was something young people could do to define themselves in opposition to earlier, to previous generations. And that is something that McGregor offers. So I think when you see people talking about how he's talking about running for president, that's an impossibility. I'm just reminded, you know, we've all seen the clips, the various clips of people being laughed at for suggesting Donald Trump would be president. I think there's a famous clip of Ann Coulter on some politics show saying it and everyone laughing at her. I remember listening to a podcast with a Republican operative who worked for Jeb Bush in you know, the summer of 2016, and he said Hillary Clinton will beat Donald Trump from jail if she ends up in jail, because there was all lock her up. And so we know from history that you can't write these people off, even though the bar seems impossibly high.
Indeed. Listener says, not one ounce of irony when McGregor started complaining that Ireland wouldn't be the same for Irish immigrants to come home and visit because of immigrants. What a lucky charm leprechaun clown. And just to finish with you, Gary Murphy, he did tease the potential of running as a presidential election candidate previously, and he got support from that on Twitter from Elon Musk. And there was Musk in the family shot at the Oval Office yesterday, in which McGregor was there with his partner Dee Devlin and their children, and Musk is there with Trump and with McGregor. Now, what is the potential that McGregor could run for president? Are the constitutional barriers too high for him to actually scale? Although, would you also consider the potential that maybe Musk will try some sort of campaign to try and push McGregor into the race?
Yeah, I mean, certainly Conor McGregor has two routes open to him to run for president if he wanted. Matt, he must be nominated by at least 20 members of the Oireachtas or at least four local authorities, and only one local authority can appoint or can nominate one candidate. Now, the difficulty is that we know the Oireachtas and the authorities are dominated by political parties, and he doesn't seem to have any support across the political spectrum from the far left to the centrists of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, as we heard both the Taoiseach and Taoiseach to stay today. So it would be, I think Dion used the word impossibility, and it would be very difficult. We have had people come through the local authority route before, a number of candidates from 97, 2011 and 2018. One looks at Peter Casey, for instance. So there is the opportunity to do it, but he is such a polarising figure. He has no party support. It would be very difficult to see how he could get himself on the ballot. And he would have to basically tour these local authorities. And the first question he might be asked was, well, give us your conception of the presidency. And judging by what he has said, that he was summoned and dismissed it all, he has no idea how the presidency works. So I think his chances are very slim Indeed, and I wouldn't be as pessimistic as perhaps Dion is in relation to the idea that the far right just needs a sort of figurehead to make significant inroads in Irish politics. I, for one, remain quite sceptical about its chances in a parliamentary democracy, but certainly Mr. McGregor's chances in the presidential election, in my view, Matt, are not very good.
Okay, listener says, the people who support Conor McGregor with their anti-immigration complaints continue to preach how our women and children are not safe near immigration centres, accusing the men in there of potentially hurting or raping women. What about Conor McGregor? Are women safe around him? Professor Gary Murphy and Dion Fanning from the Free State Podcast, thank you both very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.